Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. For centuries, Russia had no active ports on their eastern coastline. Since Russian America could only be reached by ship, the Russian American Company was very dependent on its merchant vessels. From the port in St. Petersburg, known as Kronstadt, they sailed first to England across the Atlantic to Rio de Janeiro, on around the tip of South America to Valparaiso, Chile, and finally to Sitka. To ply the oceans, Russia relied heavily on Finnish seamen, manning naval ships and merchant vessels. The Russian Empire received a steady stream of Finns who rapidly gained the reputation of being desirable employees as civil servants, seamen, craftsmen, and tradesmen, in particular noted for their abilities to build fine log structures and ships. Arvid Adolf Edelin was a Finnish skipper who arrived in New Archangel in 1818. Between 1821 and 1823, he explored and mapped the utmost northwestern edges of the Pacific Rim of North America, between Alaska and the Bering Strait. Edelin rose to position of governor of the Russian-American Company and instituted the practice of laying cut stone foundations for important buildings so as to prolong durability. He also oversaw construction of the Russian Bishop's House, the Sitka Lutheran Church, and the first stages of construction of St. Michael's Orthodox Cathedral. In 1839, Sitka Lutheran Church was established as the first Protestant congregation on the American West Coast and the first Lutheran congregation on the entire Pacific Rim. This church, founded by the Finns, who were employed by the Russian-American Company, still worships in Sitka today. As well, Edelin sought to improve relationships between the Tlingit community and the Russians. He hired Tlingit men to work on construction projects and threw festivals outside the city walls, to which all were invited, including prominent Tlingit leaders who were honored with gifts. Another Finn, Johann Hampus Furuholm, arrived in New Archangel in 1851 and was appointed commander of New Archangel Seaport and sailed to California, Hawaii, and China on behalf of the Russian-American Company. Furuholm was later appointed as governor, and he was ordered to acknowledge that a strong relationship needed to be built between the native community and the Russian-American Company. So, as governor, he often resorted to trickery to accomplish this goal. On one occasion, he used a lunar eclipse as a ruse, threatening to take away the moon if the natives did not obey him. Furuholm, a brave man, insisted on doing inspection tours without an escort, making these trips with paddlers and an interpreter. His biggest success as governor, though, was the abolishment of the ice treaty with San Francisco, in which he negotiated a new contract to sell 3,000 tons of ice at $25 a ton. On March 1864, Johann Furuholm turned over his duties as governor to Dmitry Maksudov, the last governor of Russian America. Another Finnish skipper, Gustav Niebaum, prepared some of the first official maps of Alaska's coastline and served as Consul of Russia in the U.S. at the time of the purchase. He helped explore the territory and promoted the ratification of the Alaska Purchase. Niebaum also established the Alaskan Commercial Company in San Francisco and the Inglenook Winery, one of the first wineries in Napa Valley. Finnish settlers found success in Russian America in other ways, too. Margaretha Edelin, wife of Governor Edelin, a teacher, established a boarding school for girls which catered to all social classes. Overall, Finnish settlers were amongst those who traveled the furthest from their homeland to come to Sitka seeking prosperity and a better life in an unforgiving environment. These daring, hard-working people brought with them invaluable skills along with their sisu, or gumption, from their homeland, building a legacy of Nordic peoples in America. Their influence can still be seen in the street names and islands around Sitka, such as Finn Alley, Edelin Street, Hoya, and Bjorka Streets, and Bjorka Island near Sitka Sound. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.